Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Now here's the thing, let the peace, what would happen, how would life be if peace was what was in here? I mean, that just absolutely was the condition of your heart. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Is that available? Didn't Jesus say, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I forget the exact words. And I mean, is that ours? It's his peace. Is he worried? Is he angry? But we have the ability to have something rule in here, something that dominates, something that fills this to the point that other stuff can't get in and take control. But the key to it is not just, oh, I'm going to dump this on you and you're going to be peaceful whether you want to be or not. We have the responsibility to let the peace of God. See, we have the choice there that we can embrace what God has given us, the peace that he gave us through his Son, the Lord Jesus. We can embrace that and live it out, or we can choose to embrace the anger. Now, if we embrace anger, for example, could be a lot of things, do we have the right to blame him and say, you shouldn't have let that happen, I have a right to be angry? Or do we say, Lord, you were working in me to teach me, to help me to learn how to let go of everything that wants to control me because through my old nature, and to let you come in and fill me with peace. I wish I could remember all the words of that chorus that we sing, or the kids particularly have sung, but we all ought to need it. Peace, you give me peace. When the storm comes, thank you. When the storm comes and I'm afraid, you give me peace. When someone starts to fight and says things I don't like, then I hear another voice, something to that effect, saying you have a choice to make an enemy or to share God's peace. That's roughly the thought that's involved. He gives me peace. But the peace is in storms. Jesus didn't say you're going to have a great life and nothing's ever bad is ever going to happen. There's some pretty bad stuff that happened to Paul. I mean, a lot worse than you and I will likely ever experience. Now, did he go around, or did he say, Lord, I'm in your hands. If you want to kill me today, praise God, that's a wonderful thing. In the meantime, I'm just going to live for you. I'm going to let you rule in here. I'm going to let your peace possess me on the inside. The devil can't get to that because it's you. And I'm choosing. Now, it has the power to rule my insides and my emotions and all my choices, but I have the right, I have the responsibility and the rule that God has given me to embrace what Christ has done. Has he left anything undone? So if I don't have it, where's the responsibility? You know, the obvious simple illustration is somebody could leave you $1 billion in the bank or someplace. But if you lived as a pauper, whose responsibility is that? You got a check for $1 billion and you won't cash it. Well, what kind of a price did Jesus pay for you and for me? To give us every bit of this. To commission us as his people, not just to do special miracles in his name, but to live in his name, to do everything we do, getting up in the morning, eating breakfast, doing our work, all of it in the name of Jesus. But let the peace of Christ, is he peaceful? Is he at peace? Rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Oh, we're told in other places to be thankful in all things. Thank you, Lord, for this storm. It's not natural, is it? Everything that we are called upon to do when the world and the flesh, the devil, whatever it is, attacks, Don't think there's something wrong when that happens. The devil is going to do everything he can. But do we have the resource? I was going to say the resources, but the resource is the person who lives on the inside. Do we have what we need? Has he left anything out that we have to come up with the resources to handle? The question is, what do we choose when those things happen? Do we choose peace? Do we choose the way of strife and anger? Do we embrace the negative that's according to our old nature? Or do we say, Lord, give me grace to be the person in this circumstance so that what's out here doesn't get in here and poison me? Yeah. All right? Yeah. Nothing new here, but boy, I think everybody here who's honest knows we need this in a greater measure. All right? So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, and you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ. Now, the original word there is logos, which is word. Jesus Christ is the word. But the underlying truth of this is that God has declared certain things to be true. This is the body, this is what truth is. In fact, it's a person, really, it's Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. But Satan comes with a different set of ideas and philosophies. And the question is, which one is dominating our life and our thinking? This gets into the unseen war. Because we have allowed Satan's truth to affect us more than we might like to think. And the Lord wants to take the things that are really true and plant them so deep in our minds and our hearts that they will absolutely empower us to say, do what Jesus did. When whatever Satan said, he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And Satan had no answer. Satan has no answer to what God has declared to be true. The question is, do we embrace it? Do we live as if it's true? And do we stand upon it and use it when we need it? And I'll tell you, God's going to have to untangle a lot of things that we have thought were true. And that's a whole lot of what we've been learning lately. But will the Lord help us if we really want that help? If we cry out to him in our time of need, is he going to help us to recognize lies that we have believed and what the word says in contrast and say, this is where I stand? Devil, get out of my mind, get out of my heart, get out of my emotions. You have no place here. Praise God. All right? So if we do that, if we are absolutely possessed, if you will, that we have totally identified with what God says is true, and that's it. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. This has got to be the focus. This has got to be the heart. What God says that we live by. It's not a bunch of laws that people try to make that take it off in left field. But I'm talking about the living word of God that changes us on the inside and makes us like him. All right? Then we're going to be empowered to do stuff. What stuff? Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another. Admonish is not what's wrong with you. This is, you know, I see where the enemy's getting a hold here. Let's be real. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And the Lord loves you enough for you to want you to know what's real and what's not. Okay, so admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. There's worship involved, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. Wouldn't that be wonderful if you had a body of people and that was the atmosphere? Not just outwardly, but here. So we'd walk out of here and the Spirit that would possess us, if you want to call it that, on the inside, the atmosphere of our heart would be God's peace. What right does somebody like me have to have peace in here? Oh, wait. If we are justified by faith, That is the legal declaration by God. Because I believe in what Jesus did and that he did it for me. God has a legal right to declare me righteous. And because of that, I have the right to be at peace with God. Nothing between me and him. I'll tell you, if we are embracing any of these things he's warning about, we're not living that out, are we? We're not doing that in the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you, we have a peace that we have every right to. That God longs for you to enjoy and me in a greater measure. What's going on in your life right now? What possesses your emotions, your thoughts? What constantly gets, you know, climbs in there and just muddies the waters and makes your life miserable and brings you into bondage? Is that Jesus doing that? Not the Jesus I know. The Jesus I know gives peace. I'll tell you, we need him, but we've got him, thank God. And he longs to take us right where we're at today with all that's wrong and help us to begin to learn and recognize and grow in our knowledge and wisdom and begin to make better choices moment by moment so that 24/7 and so forth, we're living out his life. And we can literally live our lives in the name of Jesus. Now, if that involves raising the dead one day, that's fine. God can do, like I've said many times, God can do any of those things. But doing something in the name of Jesus is not some special act for special people. That's everyone. You have the right to live in the name of Jesus today. To enjoy his peace. If you let go of everything else and make the choice to believe in what he has given you and what he has done, what he's willing to live out in you. I'll tell you, do we have an awesome Savior? Is any of this true? I heard a good murmur anyway. But it's a lot to think about, isn't it? Are we really living our lives, our words, our deeds? Are they being done in the name of Jesus? And if they're not, should we be doing them? Something to think about. But the Lord's here to help us, isn't he? He's here to encourage his people to constantly point up so that our minds, again, if we're thinking about heavenly things and not earthly things, he can help us. He can teach us. We're like little children. We may not be ready for algebra, but we can sure learn addition and subtraction. And a lot of us have got some subtracting to do. Amen. There's choices that we have learned how to make that aren't good ones. But the Lord's here to help us, isn't he? Praise God. To him be the glory. I thought about, I guess a title as good as any would be, whatever you do. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks to God the Father through him. To God be the glory.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.